just one halakha in the laws of Kohanim. Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chaf Het, halakha we discussed on Shabbat. Actually, it's the last piece in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Maran is posek am she'achorei Kohanim enam bechlal beracha. Very important halakha. The pasuk says regarding the Kohanim, amor lahem, that the Kohanim must recite the berakah to the people. Now, normally when a person is talking to somebody, they're standing face to face. So in order for the berakah to be fulfilled, to work, so the Kohanim stand and the people stand in front of them. However, the Am, the nation that is behind the Kohanim, for some reason in the synagogue, the people that are in the front of the synagogue, they don't move back to stand in front of the Kohanim. Enam bichlal berakah, Maran says. They're not included in the berakah. However, the people that are in front, or even on the side, which means they're in the front of the Kohanim, but they're not directly in front, to the side of the Kohanim, that's considered in front as well. And then you would say, the berakah, afilu mehisa shel barzel enam mafseket. Which means even if there's a iron curtain, so to speak, separating the people from the Kohanim, so long as they're facing the Kohanim, it's okay, the beracha is hal. Now it should be noted that Acham David Yosef over here in the Halakha Berura, in Chelek Vav Daf Taf Lam Midbet, gives certain situations. He gives one case over here, Ha'omdim Mishne Sidei HaKohanim B'Shaveh Alehim. Let's say he can't be in front of the Kohanim, but he's on the same line as the Kohanim. He's equal to them. Yatu pedehem letzad kohanim. Jesus, if he's on the side but on the same line, he should turn towards the kohanim. Meaning he should not just stand facing east, because when you're to the side, you don't talk to somebody like that. He's facing west and you're facing east, but you're not parallel to each other. You don't talk like that. So therefore, in that case where the guy's equal to the kohanim, same line, on the side, he should turn towards the Kohanim themselves, so it will be Panim and Panim. However, if let's say you're in front of the Kohanim, but you're on the side, then you still faced west, because bottom line, you are in front of them. So east, you face towards the Kohanim, because you are in front of them. Okay, so there's a difference between being on the same line as the Kohanim, or being in front of them. Furthermore, Maran writes that, let's say a person, because of circumstance, is behind the Kohanim. For whatever reason, he's sick, and therefore he cannot come in front of the Kohanim, or for any other reason. For example, even if a person cannot make it to the synagogue. For example, he's working and things like that, that he could not make it to the synagogue because he's anus. The berakha of the Kohanim does affect even those that did not make it to the synagogue because of circumstance. I want to quote you, Maran. Ulachareim nameh imhem anusim kegon am shebasadot shem terudim b'melachtam v'enam yichudim lavo hem bechlal berakha. However, somebody that can come to the synagogue, but because he's lazy and doesn't want to come to the synagogue, of course the Kohanim's berakha is not hal on them. So therefore it should be noted the Kohanim should have this kavanah in mind, that when they're making the berakha, it's not only for those that are presently in front of them, but it's also for the people, let's say, that are part of the minyan, but just couldn't make it there for whatever reasons, as long as it's beyond their control. So they should have them in mind that the berakha that they're making also is hal for them as well.